which podcast are you listening to?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Which accounts are you subscribing to?
You guys went to the fucking computer radio show? What the fuck? Nobody fucking listens to the computer radio.
I'm interested, like, genuinely.
Fuck Tuesday. Fuck this podcast.
This episode of the
Jay Jones Last Year Curse
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
Welcome to show 624, or part 2 of the West Texas Files. You may have heard part 1 on the Fort Worth Roots podcast, featuring all of us in our adventures in Big Bend and Terlingua and Boquillas. But tonight, it's a very special episode because we are coming at you from a sacred location.
So sacred.
The Marfa Lights viewing area here in Marfa, Texas, where we are waiting to see the fabled lights that have confused people for hundreds of years.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Andrew.
Say happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Megan. And
happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Susie.
Did you notice that an eerie calm just settled over us?
A calm has settled over us. This is a show we've been debating doing all day because the government has already told us that they will shut us down.
We were warned. There was that guy that called in.
Yeah, they threatened us earlier when we were in town and checking into our rooms. They told us not to do this, not to talk about it. And hopefully we get to see some of the lights before.
How weird was it that
we are told we are knocked off the air by the government?
The waitress came over and was like, excuse me. Are you guys, I'm sorry, this is weird, but are you guys with Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
And we really didn't know how to react with the threats we've been getting all over Marfa today.
We've only been in town for a few hours.
How did they know about that?
They've been tracking us.
Someone in this town has been tracking us.
Someone knows.
And they know. In fact, we're sitting here, there are lights appearing right in front of us right now that are just glowing out in this field.
Like two headlights on a car.
But way far away. One comes, one goes. They dance left and right.
Megan found a plaque coming up to the viewing area. And yes, it said that they've been seeing lights since
they were first reported in 1883.
So we are at a super historical site that people have confused people forever. And I'm hoping that tonight, as we keep things calm and relaxed and chill, we get a few calls from people that have experienced either alien abduction or maybe viewing the lights or some other phenomenon.
And Dustin, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we're trying to provide an analytical, very unbiased opinion of what happens out here at the Marfa Lights.
We are. I've never been out here. I've been to Marfa a few times. I've never come out here to sit and watch the lights.
My first time.
In fact, normally, this place is packed. The last few times we've come out here, there are RVs, people from all over the country coming to see this.
We're nearly alone tonight.
But tonight, it's just the diehards and us. And
starting to see some stars.
There's a lot of civilians around here, and I'm afraid that we may get them in trouble. So we're going to try to
putting them all in danger.
Keep things cool. If we see the Black Hawk helicopters coming, we'll quickly be turning this off and running back to our vehicles and hopefully escaping before they can get us.
I know that this isn't directly Marfa Lights related, but would you guys look at how beautiful that sunset is?
It's incredible.
It's so
absolutely gorgeous.
The colors are so pretty.
And the other thing we got to see while driving out here was a giant mushroom cloud of storm. And as we look back to the north right now, it's just lightning going all through that cloud. Absolutely gorgeous.
No rain in this area. Fortunately for tonight.
This landscape, it just always gives you something to look at.
And we have a crystal clear perspective tonight. Probably because of that thunderstorm rolling through, it's sucking all the pollution away and clearing out our field of view. So this is the perfect night to be here.
And this week is dark sky week. I was so excited because when we were in Presidio earlier today, I saw a thing for tomorrow, Wednesday. At this place, they were doing astrophotography classes because it's like international dark sky, whatever. And we're leading up to the new moon, or we're in the new moon right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it was Terlingua.
Okay.
Not Marfa.
These lights are definitely moving back and forth and getting brighter and darker. Are these them?
Well, and
are these what they've talked about?
Megan mentioned earlier that they looked like car lights, but the double optical—they're moving apart. They don't look like car lights anymore because they're separating.
They're getting wider,
and they're coming from the same spot.
Apparently, there are no highways over there. That's one of the things that's been disproven in the past. Huh. Is there's no highways or roadways over that direction where these lights are. And that one keeps going up into the air and is like higher than the mountains now over here by the red light.
Are we actually seeing the Marfa lights right now?
Yeah.
I think we are actually seeing these right now. And they're coming and going and they're moving around. And
one thing I keep hearing when people reference the Marfa lights is that it has something to do with gas and static. That's not what that is.
That's not what that is. That's weird. Look, they're getting brighter. One came back. It's just sitting there. These two over here are dancing, and then they go left, they go right. This is actually odd.
It doesn't make
There's
sense.
There's a bat
this
right there.
Was that a bat?
A bat just flew over us.
That's awesome. Eating all the bugs that are trying to eat us.
Or government-controlled drones. We may get a call later about the birds and the drones.
There are power lines all around us. Those bats could have been charging on those power lines all day in the hot sun.
All day.
Just in order to survey us, to voy us.
To voy us.
In the evening hours.
Crazy.
So out here, we're using some high-end technology that we can't talk about just yet. And we're able to get phone calls. And so we've hooked it up to a switchboard is at the Marfa Public Radio Station. And it looks like we have a call coming in right now. Let me cue this up. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, listen, I can't give you my name, but this is not the first time I've called in. Maybe you recognize my name, but I heard my voice. But listen, I don't want you to try to figure it out. I don't want my information out there. Can we be clear on that? Do you understand, sir?
Colin, what's your name?
He just said he didn't want his name.
I
want
to keep my name out of this, okay? I shouldn't even be calling you people.
But, caller, what's your name?
Okay, Anonymous, you're on the air. What do you have going? What's your deal?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. You guys have been shaking too many trees, rattling too many branches. But tonight you've gone too far. And I don't want to sound too important, but there was a number of people that walked up to you today in Marfa, and they were trying to tell you you didn't need to go out there. I need you to back up your gear and get out. I need you to leave right now.
Sir, what do you know? What are you talking about? Do you know about these lights? Do you know what's going on?
You think it's all
Do you know about
games.
These people?
You guys, you podcasters, you truth seekers, you think you know what's going on up there? You don't know anything. You need... Oh, my God.
Are you a local here in Marfa?
No. Listen. I work for some very important people, okay? And I'm not trying to sound important. I just want you to... I have to disguise my identity. Is that okay?
That's okay. I'm not asking for... I don't want any details of your life. I just have one quick question. Can you tell me what this blimp on the west side of Marfa is all about? Is that part of tracking extraterrestrials and these Marfa lights, trying to figure out what they are? There's a bunch of weird stuff out here in West Texas, and we're just out here trying to get answers.
Well, the technology that that in part controlling the things that you're talking about goes much deeper than what we can divulge to you, even in a secret manner. There's layers to this. There's layers. What people need to know is that you just need to stay away from the Marfalites. The important thing is there's an energy to it, and you think it's just a spectacle. You guys think it's a clown show with a funny red nose. This is not something you should be playing around with.
Are you sure?
All right, we're going to take your advice at heart and
pack it up, brother. Get out of there. I appreciate what you're doing, but if you're going to stay safe, you can't sit there any longer. You've already been there too long. I have to go now.
We appreciate you calling. Thank you. Thank you. What do you guys think of that? That was a weird call. I don't know.
That was weird. Didn't really give us a lot of information, but it's
very
unsettling.
Didn't give us really anything. Didn't tell us a damn thing.
Except for that we had to get out of here.
Do you think he really sent those people in Marfa? Because, I mean, it would make some kind of sense. Somebody sent those people. I mean, how did they all know that we were coming out here tonight?
So, us four, and, well, there's six of us on this trip right now. But we've been, yesterday we talked on your show about the things we've experienced on the trip so far. But it seemed like after we did that show, things took a drastic turn. And got extremely weird.
I thought it was just the shrooms.
Well, like today, driving up through Presidio, we were stopped by the government.
Mm-hmm. We were stopped by the government. That
all
is true.
Us.
Dogs.
Every and one of
they
us
put
was.
The dogs on me.
The dogs went around all our vehicles. They questioned us, interrogated us.
Crazy questions, too. It didn't
crazy
make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. And the oddest thing was all the dust devils.
Uh-huh.
We passed several dozen dust devils.
And you questioned them.
Across everywhere. And I asked the government, I said, is this something you're trying to put out there to stop us? Because we're getting to Marfa.
It was unbelievable.
And it was just.
It was something from a sci-fi movie.
Absolutely crazy.
Nothing was stopping us, though.
Totally insane.
And really, they just kept asking us if we were U.S. citizens, which I thought
didn't
was odd.
Didn't make any sense.
No. Yeah. Over and over.
Over and over. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
They looking
Are
for
you a US citizen?
Aliens?
They were looking for something.
I think we have a group of people behind us doing a science experiment. They're shining their headlights towards the Marfa lights to see if it kills them.
Maybe they're trying to communicate with them.
They're gone.
No.
They're all gone.
No,
oh,
they're all gone.
Off.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Gone.
They're all gone.
They've all disappeared.
Oh, okay. Lights
let's
are,
see what happens.
Lights are off now.
That was
let's see if they come back.
Wild. What just happened to the table? Why did it make that noise?
This rolled over right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so somebody shined their lights at the Marfa lights, and they disappeared completely. They're gone.
Yeah, there are no lights
totally
now.
Crazy. That was weird. Oh, here comes one back. One's back. They're coming back. They come back one by one.
Mm-hmm.
That one over there is really bright. On top of the mountain?
I think we have another caller coming in. Let's see here. Caller, west of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Can you hear me, man?
I got you, man. What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. I just need somebody to talk to, man.
All right. What you got?
Man, me and my girl, we're out like in the car, just kind of hanging out, chilling, like burning like a left-handed cigarette. man, just kind of chilling, kind of
trying
to in the desert. You know what I mean?
Were y'all wanting to get it on?
Nah, man, we're not that kind of. We're just kind of chilling
trying
out
to rut.
There, just kind of hanging out, taking it in.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, man, there are these lights all around the car.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. I.
Where were they coming from?
The 5-0.
The sky, man. I don't know.
They came from the sky. These lights came from the sky.
I smoke a lot of weed, man. I'm telling you. And this stuff, it was honestly my cousin, kind of screwed me on a deal, man. And it was kind of some shitty weed. And I was like, whatever, I'll just smoke it just for the hell of it. Just because, whatever. I'm trying to impress this girl, because she's kind of cool and all. But, I'm trying to impress her. And we're here smoking this stuff and just kind of chilling and stuff. And all of a sudden, man, like I said, man, these lights are just, I smoke weed every day, man. But these lights, I don't know, man.
Do you think the drugs made you more susceptible or open?
I don't do drugs.
Okay.
Well, you just smoke weed?
Smoke weed.
Do you think it helped tune you into the frequency of whatever was happening?
So Yeah, is weed not a drug now?
No.
Ooh, no, man, that's from, no. That's from the gods, man.
Okay. Since it's from the ground, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's from the earth.
Hold on just a second, caller. The lights came back and they disappeared again.
Man, I got to get out of here, man. I got a lot of this dirt weed on me. I don't want this Border Patrol pulling me over. I'm trying to, like, make this chick happy and shit.
Do you think
it was the bar later?
One last question before you have. Do you think it was a UFO, or do you think it was just the DEA with a helicopter shining a light down on you because you were breaking the law?
Man, you know, I'm not that kind of, I don't know. You might be right. But either way, man, I got to go.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Later, bro.
Take it easy.
Talk to you later, man.
Good luck with the girl.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
Once again, no question, no answers.
No answers. Do you feel like his mind was expanded with the weed he was smoking? I feel like maybe he became more attuned with the universe so he could see.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's a possibility.
It is a possibility. We should have asked him about sacred geometry, if that plays a part.
Oh, yeah.
If the lights formed any shapes.
Yeah.
Or what are they called? Geonomical shapes or designs.
Mm-hmm. Geometrical.
Geometrical, yeah.
Well, one thing is for sure, these lights, as the sun was going down, they were not there, and then they were there. And they're not going away. And what surprises me is now it is pitch black out here, a little bit of horizon light, but those lights are shining with the same intensity that they did whenever the sun was still up.
They come.
They haven't changed.
They come and they go. They pop in, pop out. They move left and right, up and down. I don't know what's going on here.
It's wild.
Are any of y'all freaked out?
I'm a little bit freaked out. I'm not going to lie.
I'm still scanning for UH-60s out there.
Yep.
No UH-60s. We got Orion right here.
Stars are definitely popping this evening.
You know,
we're looking at them. Are they looking at us? Are they going to follow us home?
Are they examining us?
Oh.
Are these spirits of the dead?
We're being marked.
Definitely something that we'll have to cover on Fort Worth Famous Podcast is the aftermath of tonight's episode.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm down for it, for sure.
If we aren't arrested.
If there is.
If they don't come and get us.
Part three.
Yeah.
Yes.
If so. So just a little bit ago, we had four or five lights dancing around out there. Right now, I'm only seeing one.
Oop.
Maybe two.
Another one.
There's another one fixing the light.
Yeah.
Four now.
The red light, I don't think counts. I think the red light's just
the red lights are.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking over here at these white lights.
But these white lights keep coming and going, we're really fucking seeing this. This is no screwing around.
Yeah. Wild. Wild.
So I read one of the plaques earlier. This was an old U.S. Army airfield site that we're on.
Well, then the truth is out here. The Army?
Yeah, Army Airfield. So for folks that don't know this, the Air Force was a shoot-off. It was a branch of the United States Army Air Corps. And so this was a U.S. Army airfield before the Air Force existed. Back in the day.
And it shut down, I was reading the plaque, in 1945. After World War II, because there weren't as many pilots needed for aircraft. And like something like 7,000 pilots graduated from here, got their silver wings here.
From right here.
From right here. I think that's on the plaque we're sitting on right now. Overlooking these lights. That's what it said.
Look, the lights are like dimmer. What are they? They're flickering.
Where did this one come from? Now there's a new one.
They're dim.
That red one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's been there. I've been watching it. That's the most steady one.
Not this one over here. Over here.
Then there's these two.
Yeah, they're kind of like orangey now.
Yeah, they're orangey now instead of the kind of bright white that they were just a little bit ago.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't even know.
Do you think it has anything to do with the Elon Musk SpaceX train that rolls through our night sky every evening now?
I don't know. He wasn't around in 1883, so.
No.
True. But the conspiracy does continue.
And that was a very weird thing, too.
Are you sure he wasn't around in 1883?
I don't know.
He's a lizard person, for sure.
Is he a robot sent by the aliens?
Something. Yeah. Something. It's worth discussing, for sure.
Let's think about that. Dive deeper into that.
Oh. I don't trust him. this one guy sending all these satellites into space every damn day.
Every damn day.
So hold on just a second. Skylink, what is it called?
Starlink
satellites aren't just in the air all the time. Starlink's not available all the time.
They are pumping, literally, Susie, dozens of new satellites into our atmosphere every week.
No, there's three of them all together.
They don't talk about these. Oh, look at that. Look, there's three of them together.
What the hell?
That's wild.
No.
Oh, and then there's that one over there. Oh, two of them.
There's two more popping up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the weirdest thing we've ever seen so far tonight.
This is getting weird.
That's pretty wild.
This is really getting weird.
We're not messing around, you guys. We are actually seeing these lights.
We're seeing this shit happen.
Okay.
So there's five now.
Whole string of them.
These three here are the ones that are freaking me out.
And these two, one just disappeared.
These two ones over here, yeah.
Now, what if this changes us, like the eclipse?
I hope so.
Oh. And turns us into other.
You think it'll improve my credit score?
I don't know if any of this will improve your credit score.
Damn it.
Like Night of the Comet.
I don't see any other callers lined up just yet. Is there anybody? Let me see. This is a weird situation we have with...
Well, it's new technology. So.
Well, yeah, like I said, we're in the switchboard with the Marfa radio station.
People
here
are maybe scared to talk on things.
Yeah, I don't know why we're even here.
Let's see.
Especially after
Warnings. We do have one. Caller, you are on the air.
Sugar, is that you? This is Terra Lingua.
Oh, my God. Terra Lingua's back again.
I need to tell you about the close encounter that me and my boyfriend Big Ben had. It was scary as the dickens. We were driving along the highway at night and, you know, going to our usual spot. And there's a car that's following us real close. And I'm telling Ben, slow down, honey, slow down. Let this guy pass us. He's just scaring me. He's freaking me out. And as this car is driving by us, I'm telling you what, we look over at the driver and it's a big gray head with big black eyes staring straight down the road and then turned his head to look at us. It was terrifying. Terrifying! I don't even know what
all right,
else to
all
tell
right
you about this story.
All right, Tara, calm down, calm down. It's all right. You're on here. You're with friends. You're with friends.
My nerves.
So was this an actual car or was this some type of spacecraft flying beside y'all?
It was an actual car. They're among us.
It had wheels.
It had wheels. It was an actual car.
So do you think this was a gray, so they say, or is this like some type of shapeshifter?
No, it was a gray.
It just came.
It was a gray big head. It was a gray big head.
It wasn't J.D. Vance.
Not J.D. Vance.
Was it the Pope?
He's
the Pope's
no
dead
with us.
Now.
The
rest
Pope
in peace.
Is dead. How can you joke about such a thing? You and Ben, you're just the worst.
I'm just asking, news headlines, current news headlines and what's going on. All the lights are gone now. Oh. Freaking out.
It's completely
so, Tara, you think this was a gray?
It was a gray.
It was a gray.
It was a gray.
Did y'all follow it? Did you just let it go on its way?
No. No, I told him that he needed to turn the car around. We were not going to our spot. There was going to be absolutely no hanky-panky happening that night. We were going home, and we were never going to talk about this again. But I heard about your show. I knew you were wanting to find out about personal experiences that people had, and I had to tell you mine.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and being brave enough, strong enough,
yes,
to make this call.
Thanks, sugar.
Yeah, I've heard the gray are the most dangerous.
Thank
you made
you
a smart
the
decision.
The grays are the most dangerous.
They are.
Thank you all so much. Well, hope you all have a nice night.
Have a good night and be safe out there. And take it easy. Bye.
Love you. Mean it.
Sounds like Tara was genuinely terrified.
I see what you did there.
I wonder if she knows Cunnilingus.
I wondered that too. Does she know Cunnilingus?
Never met the guy.
That's part of the desert, right?
Yes.
Far West Texas.
I'm telling you, these lights are crazy.
Oh.
Just when
they're going to scare them away.
There they go. They're going to get scared away again.
The scientists are running another iteration of their light science.
I think that the red blinking light
they're
is
gone.
The headlights hit them and they're gone.
The red blinky is that What is that in a science experiment? Like the constant, the...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Test group.
Yeah, control.
The control. Yeah. The red light is the control.
The control.
And then all of the rest of these are just wild, man. They're so... This is nuts.
So do y'all have any weird... Have y'all... Anybody sitting here seen a UFO? Or something they can't understand?
Oh, I've got absolutely.
One. I've got one for you.
Okay, ooh, go for it.
Me and
go
some buddies were out at Lake Fort Phantom just outside of Abilene, Texas. And it was late, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we were laid out on the dock, just kind of staring up at the stars. And all three of us, maybe more, might have been 5 or 6 of us, were staring up at the stars. And we'd been talking, just kind of chit-chatting back and forth. You know, locker room talk. Real sassy stuff.
Yeah.
And
comparing penis sizes.
Yeah.
Grabbing her by the pussy.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you missed it.
Locker room talk.
So all of a sudden, all these kiddos were sitting there and we just go dead quiet. And everybody's got pretty much the same perspective. We're all laying on the dock, eyes up, looking at the stars. And we all lock onto these three points that are moving through the canopy, and it grabs our attention, but then all three dots stop and then separate with perfect symmetry and move off at increasingly rapid speeds. And they disappeared out of our view after a few seconds, and we sat there completely void of any kind of conversation for the next minute or two, which was abnormal because we'd been sitting there bullshitting all night. So there was just 3 minutes, 4 minutes of absolute silence. And then finally one of my buddies says, "We don't ever talk about this." Because it was so weird and it didn't make any sense. We all saw the same thing.
That's what Tara's boyfriend said too. We're not going to talk about that.
Right. That's what you do. You don't talk about it.
Unless, and now you're talking about it.
Unless, you know, you've got some like-minded individuals on the west side of the Rockies.
Yes.
East side?
We're east of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies.
There's two more I can see through the trees that I haven't seen before.
Oh, yeah.
That have now popped up. The rest of the ones that were dancing are now gone.
These scientists with their lights need to have a little more respect.
They need to stop.
Yeah.
Crazy how they're different colors.
Oh, that one's back. What if I had my laser pointer and shot one of them with it? What do you think that would do?
Do you have your laser pointer?
Do you have your laser pointer?
I have my laser pointer in the back.
Oh. Right.
Well, typically, being an aviation guy, I would tell you, don't ever use a laser near an airfield. But this one's been decommissioned for quite some time, so I say let it rip.
Should we run an experiment?
Yes.
With the laser and see
Resounding
what happens.
Resounding yes.
Now, do we still have a bunch of people in the viewing area being up there? And,
I don't know.
And
probably.
Pro, yeah. They think
they seem like nightly followers.
Are they going to? Maybe we'll do this after a while once things kind of die down.
I say you do it now.
Mm-hmm. We'll shoot them out there.
Really freak them out.
everybody be like, "What the hell was that?" But what if it shoots back at us? Ooh, there's an airplane. I haven't seen an airplane in days.
Yeah.
Dustin, have you had any experiences with the UFOs or aliens, or what's your belief on, is the truth out there?
I believe there's other stuff out there, and I believe that the universe is too massive for there not to be some other organism on some other planet somewhere. And it doesn't have to be a little gray man. It could be just some type of bacteria.
Well,
something like that. Something, there is other living organisms out there.
I feel like maybe it was this guy over here. Didn't somebody say that, like, some satellite?
Did you forget my goddamn name again?
Steven?
Jesus
didn't
Christ.
Steven say the other day that there was, like, a satellite that came back and was reading a planet and, like, the gases and stuff on the planet were very similar
the
to the gases
Webb
on our...
James Webb Space Telescope just picked up a...
Andrew, that's who told us.
Spectral analysis that tells us that, and it's ungodly distance away, like 80 billion light years away or something like that. But yeah, they feel like they have confirmed proof now that the gases that are being emitted by living organisms have been detected by the James Webb Space Telescope And we know almost without a shadow of a doubt that there is living organisms out there on a planet.
Yep.
Susie.
Yep.
And the government has confirmed that, you know, we do have those walking among us. There has been contact with intelligent life. There has been UFOs.
Area 51's.
Yeah, wasn't it not that long ago? Like, Mexico had some alien bodies, and mm-hmm. they were talking all about it and getting ready to, or showing them.
Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people shot that down because they looked like props.
No.
But that's the thing. Everybody's going to shoot everything down, right?
Nobody knows.
Or forget
what's
your name.
What's not real. All a simulation.
You're with the government. What do you think?
What?
You.
I'm
do
not
you guys
with
have aliens
government.
In your
have
government
you ever
facility?
Found any? Have you ever seen any?
No comment.
Have you ever stopped any and sent them back across the border?
We're not allowed to talk about this one's government position.
I didn't give away what she did. She could be high up in the government. She could be low down in the government. She could answer the black phone.
She could tell us. I mean, Dustin's got a friend in the CDC, and they couldn't tell him really anything, but they did say, bad stuff is coming.
Yeah. Bad stuff
was
is always
coming.
Was that
before or after?
And then she said, well, if I knew you were coming to L.A., I would have told you not to come here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was COVID, right?
Yeah, it was COVID. Yeah.
It was funny. She was telling people, she's like, I'm on assignment. I can't tell you where I am. But she changed her profile picture to be in front of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Do not come here. Yeah. I can't tell you where that is, but check out my profile picture.
So it was kind of funny. It was kind of silly.
The lights are back.
The lights are back.
Come and they go.
They come, they go. I don't know.
Now there's one, like, on for me, from my perspective, on the far side of this tree that's kind of just right in front of me I'm looking at.
Yeah, I see one on either side of this tree.
This is wild shit, man. And it's not like they just disappeared. They, like, fade down.
Yeah.
And then they just pop back open.
So well, the wildest one to me was the three that rose up out of the horizon.
Yeah. They rose up out of the ground.
Crazy.
And people have come out here and shot these video of these with extremely long zooms.
And what did they find?
It just looks like a light ball bouncing on the horizon and stuff. Oh. But that's not ball lightning. Ball lightning moves around like crazy.
Right. It travels.
To this day, the mystery remains unsolved.
No one knows what it is. And and when you walk out there towards them, they disappear. They don't want to be touched.
That's crazy. I wonder if you were out there, like, where the lights are, would they be there? Or would they be, like, as far as this is again? You know what I mean?
I guess what you're saying is with high-powered optics, zooming in on those locations, there's nothing tangible there other than just dancing lights.
A ball of light. Huh. That's all they've been able to see. That's all it is.
Dancing around you like a will-o'-the-wisp.
Will-o'-the-wisps are scary.
Look how many are back now.
This
the wind
is
starting
wild.
To pick up.
The wind is starting to pick up.
It is, and I'm starting to shiver.
This could be the government trying to shut us down by launching one of their dust devils.
One of
we
their
saw
wind
today.
We know that they have the technology.
Weather.
We saw that today with them
we
trying to keep
it.
Us
we
away from the spot.
Did you,
why did that one just separate the two?
Yeah, that was...
Dude, we really don't know what the fuck's going on here.
And all of the lights are on the horizon, and they're not changing. They're not moving. You know, like, you're thinking if there's, like, maybe a car that's coming down the mountain or whatever, they would get, like, they are bobbing and weaving a little bit, but they're not.
I'm just going to say it,
they're
Susie,
not cars.
Listen, I don't want to be inappropriate, but I think you guys need to know that this is all, for some reason, making me extremely horny. And I think... Well, listen, I'm not...
Lights on the horizon
I'm not,
make you horny.
Well, I think maybe there is some kind of mind control going on here.
These are
possibly.
This is like Trent said. These are the lights in the sky.
Does anybody else have an erection?
That in the background, too.
Not me.
Okay.
All right. I think we've got another caller here. We do. Let's call him. Okay, caller. North of the Canadian Rockies, you're on the air.
I don't have much time. Is this Special Agent Lee with the NSA? They're listening, and you guys need to get out of there now.
Is this you guys that had just hit us with bright light?
The lights and the wind, it's all a signal. They're coming. You gotta go. I gotta go.
God.
I can't stand the line.
Oh,
they're
my God.
Okay. So
oh
we are just...
God.
That is the second call
by the NSA.
By the NSA. They're on us. You know, we've been threatened all day. We don't know what to do.
The wind is getting stronger.
It is stronger. It is out of control. Maybe we should shut this down before the helicopters get here. We've only been going for like 35 minutes. How have they triangulated our...
They've been tracking us all day.
That technology you're using, we don't know a whole lot about it.
Our cell phones... Everything. They've been tracking us. They know our location.
I've got one of those RFID blockers in my bag. You would think it would have worked.
Oh, we should have brought the...
I'm wearing a coat of RFID blocker.
Oh, the...
Faraday bags. We should have brought Faraday bags.
It's too late for that now.
Oh, but dang.
Those lights are getting brighter. They're hammering us now.
I have for reference, and maybe you guys want to purchase some. I bought Tommy John Faraday underwear.
Oh.
Do you think that would have helped block my uncontrollable boners tonight?
Yes. It keeps things well under control.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy
Do those
John.
Have the ball
yeah.
pouch?
Yeah.
Yeah, they Tommy have John's have the ball
moisture
pouch.
Moisture wickening, I
They're moisture
assume.
Wickening, but it also keeps you from getting thunder hard in wrong places, like where you shouldn't be.
That would really help my day.
It's Tommy John Faraday underwear.
Not sponsored.
And they're great. It keeps you from reacting to pheromones and getting massive boners.
I should have worn those tonight.
That's good. We got the stars coming out.
The pheromones attract the aliens.
I have not seen the Starlink satellite, so I think they have moved.
I know.
To
I've been
a,
looking,
it's looking
for the
deeper.
The train.
The train is now at a deeper longitude.
Okay, so the Starlink satellites are always up there because Starlink's available a bunch of the time, 24/7.
Uh huh.
But they are continuous doing launches of new satellites.
Yes.
Well, they're different generations. So,
okay.
And the problem is they're low orbit. From what I've researched, they're low orbit satellites, and a lot of them, the first gen, have already fallen out of the sky. People think they're meteors, and they're not.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the third generation that has different solar wings on them that help them stay up longer and fly better. But the entire, I don't know, outer atmosphere of the Earth is becoming a...
satellite superhighway.
Yeah. It's going to get to the point that no one can escape our atmosphere.
Well, and what
if
sucks
nobody can escape,
for...
then how did Katy Perry get up there?
That's right.
She never left.
Katie.
She never left the ionosphere.
Well, and we know that now because of the damning footage that came back from her opening her capsule.
I think I'm more scared of Jeff Bezos than I am of the government.
That man is terrifying.
I think I'm more scared of Katy Perry than everyone. Because she said when she got off that...
Dude, I'm the most scared of Elon Musk. That guy is... He's unhinged.
J.D. Vance just killed the Pope.
Do you think any of those guys are really capable of conspiracy theories?
Maybe.
Of being behind something, some massive cover-up?
Maybe they're...
Elon Musk would just give it all away.
They're
he
capable
talks too
of
much.
Being the yeah. puppet.
He would tweet about it.
Yeah. Elon Musk talks too much. It. They can't trust him with anything important. He's never seen the UFO files. He doesn't know.
Maybe he knows more than we know.
Maybe our next trip should be to Area 51.
Ooh.
They can't stop us all.
Wait, we
get
can
the
do,
Naruto
we can do,
run
yeah,
going.
Yeah, we can do the Naruto run.
They can't catch us.
Yeah.
We'll practice it now. Here.
They can't stop us all.
Lights.
Except for 1A10.
Yeah, except for 1
If we
A-10
went to
aircraft.
Area 51, we could do a whole Vegas thing and go to the Omega Mart and
yes.
all that stuff. That
and
would be
would
really
be,
fun.
And it'd be tax deductible because we'd be there on business.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, here's more lights.
Yeah.
What's
that one's really bright.
People are shining their headlights
popped up on the right.
All right. Yeah, one of the things I want to talk about was I read a lengthy article about this guy that snuck onto Area 51. He was looking for a... across America, there are tablets, these stone monuments that settlers had left as they traveled across the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of them is in the area of Area 51. and it's the only monument he hasn't seen with his own eyes. He's an archaeologist. He doesn't care about Area 51. He doesn't care about what's going on there. He's not into aliens. He's not into all that. He just wanted to see that other monument and try to document it somehow. And he asked. He asked everybody he knew in the government, worked his way up. This guy is pretty well known. So one day he just said, fuck it, I'm going in.
No.
And he had his best friend drop him off. And he had a whole list of safe words that he was going to text to his wife when he had service. And all sorts of stuff he was going to text to his best friend. All this safe code, safe word. And he went in. And for 9 days, he went across the desert.
9 days?
Making his way through Area 51. And it took him like 4 days to get to this one point. He got a little lost. But he said he was working around these different structures in the shadows and stuff. All these different patrols were driving around, so he was having to hide from them. He made it to the area where he thought this monument was going to be. He looked around, never found it. He ran out of water, so he was like, I got to get out. He stopped at one of the facilities that he passed on the way in and got water. Like, he snuck in there and... He said he saw a hose, went over there, worked his way over there past security, got it, worked his way back out, almost got caught like 50 yards from the end. He said he was crossing this street, he was looking around, he was crossing this gravel road, and all of a sudden he said this big Suburban came flying over the hill, and he was like, I'm caught, they saw me. So he ditches and hides in this bunch of brush, and... It's all desert brush around here, so everything's pokey and wants to kill you. And the Suburban just flew right by.
Wow.
Kept going.
Wow.
And he made it out to his friend, picked him up, and said that it was the experience and all the detail he goes in with it is wild. I was glued. But you can read about it. I'd have to find his name. I can put it in our show notes. Because I can't remember his name, but you can read the whole story about it on Reddit. And it was pretty fascinating, the stuff he saw. And he's like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. I don't care. But I did see them working on something that didn't look right.
Yeah.
But I wasn't after that. I went past it. I was trying to find this marker.
What an odd of that marker being in Area 51.
Hey, there's like 5 or 6 of them across the country of when the settlers went.
I know, but like,
and they're marking their stuff, but
just randomly ends up being in the one area.
Yeah. That you can't get into.
Yeah.
So I've got a family member that was there around whenever they suspect the down UFO. And he was like an E2 at the time, but he was, what's the name of that actual base? Cause it's not called Area
Edwards.
Edwards. So he was stationed out there.
Wait, no. Edwards.
Is that Edwards?
Edwards Air Force Base is in California.
Oh,
whatever,
sorry.
Whatever it's called. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it's not Area 51. But he was stationed out there. And he wasn't inside of the compound that is known as Area 51. He was right outside of it. And he was tasked with just standing there and guarding this warehouse with boxes in it. And if you know anything about a young, brand new soldier... They do what they're told, and if you tell them, lock your eyes forward and don't pay attention to anything around you, do not move. That's what that soldier's going to do. That's what they told him. And so he stood there and waited for hours, just guarding this shipment or batch of containers or whatever. And he'd been there for, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours just standing there. And he finally got curious. And went to turn around and look, and there was somebody standing there.
What?
And he told him to turn around and look forward. So they had this private, this young soldier out there guarding these containers. But they had him so closely monitored. Why even had the kid there? I don't know. But just real spooky shit that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he swears by it.
So it's Groom Lake, and it is a detachment of the...
Air Force, right?
Edwards Air Force Base.
Okay.
But
you're right, Susie.
Thank you.
But it's not the Air Force that owns it. It's the Department of Defense.
Sure. Same.
Yeah.
Same company.
Yeah. Different name.
Yep. Yeah.
Different name. But there was something else out there that didn't make sense that was brought up in that article, that just because the Department of Defense owns that, like there's another group out there doing experiments and stuff.
Sure.
That is not part of the military. It was like, like I'm just going to throw this out there. It's like saying, you know, the Air Force owns this chunk of land, but the Railroad Commission is doing experiments inside of it.
Sure.
Yeah. It like didn't make any sense. Like, what? Why?
Mm-hmm. Green energy.
Yeah. Green energy's in there doing all sorts of experiments. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Excuse that place me. is weird.
Yeah.
What is that?
What's what?
What?
That
flashing?
It's coming.
The flashing from behind us is lightning.
Getting closer.
That's lightning.
It's further away. It's going away. It's going north.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the stars start disappearing again.
Oh, yeah. My God. Run for the car!
Run, grab everything, run!
For those of you that didn't listen to Fort Worth Roots podcast, while we were in Big Bend, we were taking star photos out at Mule Ears, and we had received a warning on our phones about a dust storm that was coming, and the stars started to disappear, and you could hear the wind making its way towards the group. They made a run for the cars.
It was a harrowing
the
journey.
Car.
It was.
How many people are still here up there?
It looks like it has gotten more packed, actually. Yeah.
It does.
More people?
Yeah.
Well, I think we were trying to find out, and they were saying like the best time to see them is when it's dark.
Yeah. Dark. And we're seeing them.
Yeah, we are.
This is wild. These two keep coming up and going and coming and going. That is just weird.
I feel like we got a better show earlier.
Well,
whatever it is.
I want to shoot one with a laser.
Do it. I don't know why you're waiting. It's pitch black. Now's the time. You're an hour into it.
Do it now.
Well, we're 46 minutes into it. I guess y'all carry on. Have a little bit of a show here. Let me go get this, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is part two of our trip to Far West Texas. And for those of you that won't listen to part three from Fort Worth Famous, what are you going to be covering in part three, Susie?
We are going to be talking about the rest of our stay in Marfa. We're going to be going to some different art installations. We drove by one on our way out here today. We're going to check out some good restaurants. We're going to, I don't know, do some shopping. We're going to talk about all that kind of stuff. It should be really fun. I love Marfa. If they're like Marfa and Terlingua are the two towns I would move to if I didn't live in Fort Worth.
Yeah. These are always excellent. These on the road journeys that we take. We did this 2 years ago, and we had Stubbs with us last time, and well, he just couldn't make it. He might be dead. We don't know. But if you're out there, Stubbs, we're still looking for you, and we haven't given up hope.
Yeah.
We really haven't.
No.
We'll never
I can't
stop.
Get over these stars.
It is beautiful out here.
It's so gorgeous.
Find that Starlink train.
So, I mean, it should be directly behind us, if it's visible.
Behind us?
Yeah, because there's Orion's Belt right there. So, yeah, I'd say behind us. So what we saw with the Starlink train are these satellites, and they're evenly spaced, following the same trajectory, one after another. And we saw about 40 of them before we got bored. Stopped counting.
The Starlink and all these satellites that are being launched up into our atmosphere are, while yes, they are under the guise of providing us satellite,
it's going to make your
internet,
life better.
They are forming a protective shield around our planet.
To save us from the Marfa light?
To save us from aliens.
It's possible.
All right, guys, I'm back.
Okay.
Hi.
With
the laser pointer.
I have a laser in my hand. It is a green laser.
This is a high powered one too. This is not something your kid picked up for a keychain.
No. He uses it in astrophotography to align with the Polaris.
If he points it in the wrong direction, the FAA will be coming after our asses.
So I am going to shoot this one that's bright right in front of us. You see it?
Yep.
With a green laser now.
That is incredible.
Holy crap.
All right. Turn it off.
Oh, another one came up.
Well, another one popped up.
What? Nothing
what
has
the
been
hell?
Over there.
Nothing if these things there, come right? start zooming towards us, I'm in a run.
That's the appropriate response.
Yeah, I'm just going to lay down and put my butt in the air.
Just get it over with.
Should I shoot it again? Wait, it disappeared for a second.
It did disappear.
It's gone out. Now.
Yeah.
Try to the left where we've been seeing them all night.
I can't. There's none out there.
There's nothing there, but maybe if you welcome them with your green.
What if I pissed them all off and then all these people watching are like, you son of a bitch, you made them go.
Oh,
I'm not worried about them.
You asshole, we drove 9 hours to come see these and you shot a stupid laser.
My favorite.
Damn kids. Didn't you learn anything from Paul Stanley? When someone shot a laser at him in a concert?
Our friend's son, he's trying to cuss, but he says it all wrong, so he says, son of a shit.
I like that, though.
Son of a shit.
You son of a shit.
Why don't you take that high-powered optical and shine it just left of this telephone pole here. See what happens.
Why?
Just left of it? Like out there?
There's nothing over there. There's been no lights.
Well, there was nothing there before he shined the laser earlier.
If I didn't have to tear apart my entire truck, I would pull out my thermal and see if we could get a thermal reading on any of that out there.
Are we going to get that far away, though?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. That is pretty far away.
Yeah.
How far away would you say that those lights are?
30 miles.
30 miles? 50
miles? I don't
miles?
Know how far they are. That's a long
way. It's hard to gauge. It really is. It's so far away, there's just no way to tell.
Yeah, you see the new red one that popped up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I get shot back something and get sucked into Tron world.
It disappeared.
It did disappear.
It didn't like it, and the other one moved over towards it.
Oh, there's now like a orange one over here to the left.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it came back.
Came back.
Bring your friends.
Well, listen, there's a red one over here now to your left that wasn't there a minute ago.
No,
that red one's been there.
They just disappeared. What is happening, guys?
I don't know. I think that we should quit with the lasers.
What?
They're going to get mad at
us. Provoking it.
No. You continue with the laser, for sure.
No, also, there's other people experiencing stuff.
Yeah.
That...
Here comes another. This is a big.
They
want to
know what's
going to
happen,
guys.
Uh oh,
guys, is this the government?
It might be.
Is this them coming in now?
It might be.
These three trucks just zoomed in.
What is
bright.
That?
Dang,
Dustin, we need to probably pack up.
We need it, guys. We got
to pulling up
stop.
Right here.
Holy
stop.
Shit,
this
stop right in front of us, guys. And there's a helicopter. Everybody,
shit.
Get down.
Just,
stop. Hopefully, we'll see you later. Bye. Oh my God.